Americans are fond of their flag. It is a symbol of freedom, hope, and bravery. The flag unites us and gives us a sense of pride. A simple flag says so much. Today we go to where all that flag waving began. Next on the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
She was born Elizabeth Grissom, the eighth of 17 children. By the time of her death in 1836, her last name had changed three times. Elizabeth went by the name Betsy, and we know her last name by that of her first husband, John Ross, giving us the name Betsy Ross. Eileen Young Vignola says Betsy, as a widow in 1776, had an important meeting with the founders of our country.
Washington came to her and wanted the flag to be done so that our ships had something to identify them. People questioned, she was such a middle-class individual, how she could have possibly been chosen to do this incredible thing. Let us not forget, when she made this flag, she was the widow of John Ross. And John Ross, he had an uncle. His last name was Morris. And Morris and Washington were very close.
The Morris that Eileen is referring to is Robert Morris. In May of 1776, Morris, George Washington, and George Ross, an uncle of the late John Ross, came to Betsy's home. They may have had a design in mind from Continental Congress delegate Francis Hopkinson. It's clear that Betsy modified those plans.
It's 13 stars, and it is in a circle, and Hopkinson's was designed in rows. I think only a woman would have thought of putting it in a circle.
A circle represents unity, a motherly characteristic. Betsy Ross also suggested a variation on the type of star used for the flag.
They wanted originally a six-pointed star, but she said it would be much easier for me if I could just do one snip with the scissors. There is a way that you can snip a star on fabric with one snip of the scissors.
Betsy Ross lost two husbands to the Revolutionary War. It is the work of this heroic young woman that still stands as the basis for the flag we have today. Traveling the countryside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.